you really don't know exactly how good you are at something until you lose. And what do you lose, right? You could be, you lost a match, a competition, a game. If it's sport related, you lost a presentation. Any one of these things. So stick around. I'm going to share with you how you can grow and learn even when you lose. Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now. Alrighty, so most of us are somewhat competitive in the wild world that we live in. Maybe it's business related, it's our relationships, and it could be in sports, especially in sports, where it's competitive and there is the objective is to win the game, right? No matter what it is, it could be an individual sport like tennis and golf and chess, things like that. It could be team sports. And so, however, the best lessons in life is not always when you win. Actually, it's almost always when you lose. So winning is great. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to nail the presentation. It's nice to, you know, to win because of your skills take you to another level, right? Usually winning comes easy until we're challenged in a way that we can still win. However, when we lose, now we realize where the bar is, right? It's like, oh, this person beat me. So now what does that mean? That's good news, right? It's okay. And that's kind of like the same lesson as failing, right? It's okay to fail, right? What's not okay is to stop trying or to not get up and go, oh, that didn't work. I'm never going to try that again, right? So it's kind of like the same. You don't know what you don't know. That's what happens when you lose. When you lose, you lost because something happened that you were unprepared for. You were not expecting, or you just never saw it coming. And so you didn't know, right? So that is, you know, as at the time, right, it can be, you know, crippling and also empowering, right? Because it's polarizing. It's like, oh my God, that person, you know, totally caught me, blindsided me, and I never saw that coming, and I lost. They pulled the move on me that I've never seen before. And yes, somewhat you're going to be a little bit upset, right? That, wow, this person knew more than me, or they gained and they, you know, took advantage of me, or whatever, however you want to interpret it. However, the reality is, yeah, maybe they've been doing it longer than you. They have a skill. They used some kind of a tactic or a skill to be able to get the result that they wanted. And the good news for you is you now saw that. And now you get to examine what is it that you did that could have been better. What did they do that can you emulate, right? Can you duplicate that? Now that you saw whatever took place, you get to evaluate, you get to examine your steps, your moves, your presentation, or however it is, however fashion we're talking about it. And so write that down, you know? Every one of those are the best lessons, which is why no matter what, whenever you're playing in a competitive sport or something, you always, right? That's kind of why we have these different levels of sports, because you get to see how good you are by playing somebody better than you. That's the only way you can really see how good you are. You beating a bunch of lesser players doesn't make you great. It makes you a winner, but it doesn't make you great, okay? There's a difference. So in order for you to continue to grow you have to face challenges of people who are at a higher level, maybe they have a higher rating, or depending on, again, what we're talking about, but in business or in relationships, and more times than not, a lot of it, you know, when business, it's all about communication, it's all about presentation, and then in sports, it's just skills and practice, and natural talent, of course. So, I guess what I'm trying to get at when we go full circle is keep pushing yourself, because you don't know how good you are until you lose, right? That's the message of this video. So in order for you to lose, you have to put yourself out there. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to play a higher level game in whatever it is that you're doing, right? Find people that are better than you. Go after jobs that are just outside of your reach and find out what does it take for you to get to that level, to get to the next step, to reach a new level of success. And sometimes it could be reading books, could be watching videos. It's usually, again, some type of knowledge that you need or a skill set and effective communication. So I hope this was very helpful for you. I want you to go out there. I want you to play hard, be strong, get out of your comfort zone so that you can seek higher challenges, high-level challenges that I want you to lose, right? Get out there and lose, because that is where the best lessons are in life. And if you're not losing, then you're not in the right arena. You need to move into another arena to challenge yourself, because there's always somebody out there that's better, whether it's in our neighborhood, whether it's in our state, whether it's on the national level, or whether it's on the international level and the worldwide level, right? Think of the Olympics. Why do we have the Olympics? Because these are the people who are the best at what they do. And they're competing against other people who are at the top of their level in different cities, different states, different countries. That's what makes it so exciting. That's what makes it amazing, is when you watch somebody who is the best at what they do in the world. It could be anything, and it is just like poetry in motion. It's just graceful, it's beautiful, and you know, and really it's emotional, right? I cry when I watch the Olympics, because it's just so passionate, right? These people have put their blood, sweat, and tears, and their life have committed to being the best that they can be. And to me, that's just beautiful. It's artistry in motion. And even sports that I don't even enjoy, I watch the Olympics because I love to see people who are the best, the absolute best, or the top, not even number one, right? I mean, the Olympics, the top 100 people are phenomenal. And when they lose by 1/100th of a second or something like that. So they're pretty much all similar, right? It's just who steps up at a different time that really takes that gold, okay? So reach for the gold and don't settle for less. Have a great day.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most. On your left is another video from this playlist. On the right is a popular video from a similar playlist. And you can subscribe by clicking in the middle. Now, get out there and learn something new. Remember to enjoy your day and be sure to touch people's lives in a positive way.